I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. It's called K-pop, a growing and diverse category of Korean popular music based in part on the traditional tale Shokonga, a narrative about a dragon king from the southern sea, a soft-shell turtle, and a wily rabbit. However, the genre has traveled far from its origins into lands where the resonating sound of reggae, jazz, rap, and more thrive. Before the 1990s, K-pop, or Korean pop, was a diverse genre of popular music formed in South Korea. In the early 1990s, shaped by not only traditional homespun sounds, standard instruments, but also, quite dramatically, it began to feel the influence of musical expressions from around the globe. K-pop, beginning in the mid-1990s, emerged with a modernistic flair for the old and the new. New as in sounds echoing jazz, gospel, hip-hop, R&B, reggae, electronica, experimental, and rock that redefined the musical landscape of South Korea's modern music. By the time the year 2000 rolled around, K-pop had already landed in Japan, where throngs of worshiping fans, teenagers, and young adults alike were thrilled to welcome the sound and the singers they idolized with open arms. K-pop benefited from not only its commercial success, but also its steadfast dedication to Korean culture, the country's social values, identity, and their cherished international reputation, dedicated to its ancient past and the nation's imagination for a brighter future. Today's K-pop sound, affectionately called in the entertainment business the Korean Wave, owes its global success in part to online social networking, television shows at home and abroad, as well as an ever-growing Beatlemania-like subculture infatuated with some of the country's most celebrated bands and vocal stars. What is even more intriguing as K-pop music continues to cross into countries far from home, north, south, east and west, from Pakistan to the Philippines, India to Ireland, and Liberia to Laos, not to mention the Americas, north and south, where K-pop and its fancy for fusion have become part of a universal appeal for expanding and building upon old musical ideas with new musical adventures, day by day. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.